It was a case of teenage boys being teenage boys that led Nathan Sheriff to spend an afternoon cleaning the locker room at LeGrand High School.
Me and my friend were, like, messing around with each other's lockers, and I told him I peed on his locker, and I was just kidding, and then he actually peed on mine, so I punched him.
Sheriff and his friend, Isaiah Villalobos, might have been suspended at another school, but LeGrand resolves conflicts through a disciplinary approach called restorative justice. Sheriff and Villalobos both received in-school suspension. Then, on a Wednesday in May, they slid on some latex gloves and prepared to make amends with each other and school custodian Miguel Puente.
The urinals, just spray it inside and out, and just wipe it down, disinfect it.
Scrubbing toilets, sinks, and showers forced the boys to realize the consequences of their actions.
To just send them home and suspend them, they're not really thinking about their actions or what they did and then who they affected.
Andre Griggs coordinates the restorative justice program at LeGrand.
Them helping him clean up their locker, helping them clean up the floors and the toilets kind of give them an appreciation of what the custodians do every single day.
About 500 students attend LeGrand High School. Still, this small school is helping to pioneer an alternative approach to classroom discipline that is being considered in much larger districts across the state. The concept is that students and staff benefit from discussing acts of misconduct, making them right, and finding ways to prevent them from happening again. At LeGrand, a youth panel called the Justice League is an important part of the process.
What we do is when two kids are in an argument, we kind of just come together and we solve it. And I always mention the word student advocates because that's pretty much what we are. That's what we're here for. We're like lawyers for our classmates.
Recent graduate Brianna Biaggi was on the panel this year. She says the Justice League advocates for solutions.
We have them kind of summarize and talk about what happened in their perspective, and we go back and forth until everybody comes to sort of an understanding. And we all brainstorm and come together and think about what we can do to fix this problem now and prevent it from happening later on.
It's an alternative to traditional forms of punishment at schools. Javier Martinez is the principal at LeGrand.
We were having, just as any other school, suspensions and expulsion rates that were, you know, for us, I consider high.
Before the restorative justice program, the school averaged around 50 suspensions a year and 15 expulsions. This year, there were just 10 suspensions and one expulsion. According to the Civil Rights Project at UCLA, traditional suspension increases a student's probability of dropping out. That's one reason Martinez has embraced restorative justice.
My job is to make sure that students graduate rather than expelling them.
Ron Clausen founded the Victim Offender Reconciliation Program of the Central Valley. Today, he's the director of restorative justice programs at Fresno Pacific University.
If students actually agree to, first of all, they recognize what happened, they acknowledge that, and then they repair the damage between them and they decide not to do it again, the likelihood of them doing it again is very low.
He's seen how restorative justice prevents young people from committing multiple offenses within the criminal justice system and schools.
In a punitive system, the assumption is that fear will change people. And in a restorative system, the assumption is that right relationships will change a person.
Earlier this year, Stephanie Rosas and a friend were caught twice ditching their internships at the Merced Mall.
Well, the consequences were our principal told us that we weren't going to be able to walk for the graduation ceremony, and at first we didn't really care.
But she says it was a big deal for their families.
Both of us are going to be the first people in our families to be able to walk in graduation, be able to receive that high school diploma, and that was really embarrassing for our families too.
They took their case to the Board of Trustees and the Justice League. They apologized and agreed to perform community service, including cleaning the cafeteria.
Right now with this, we can fix what we're doing and also getting our punishment, but also kind of still bringing a little bit of pride back in with our family and knowing, you know, we worked so hard to get this diploma and we're actually going to be able to do it. Even though we messed up, we can still fix it.
Beyond its impact on individual students, Principal Martinez says restorative justice has helped change the school culture.
Students are more eager to stop problems before they actually occur versus before they wanted to see that fight. Now they are preventing that from happening. They feel that they're part of this new system.
Restorative justice has earned a passing grade at LeGrand this year. And the school was recently awarded a grant to expand the student training and mentoring component of the program. Fresno Unified will implement restorative justice concepts at some schools in the coming school year. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.